thank you for joining us for this special episode of Movie Geeks United. Tonight, we celebrate the Cinequest Film Festival. The Cinequest Film Festival is now taking place in San Jose, California. Tonight's guests have a film playing at the festival titled Dreamer, a powerful story of love, hope, and what it truly means to be an American. This highly personal film shines a spotlight on the important issue of immigration, but from a human perspective. Dreamer will play in the festival on Saturday, March 2nd at 5 p.m., Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m., and Thursday, the 7th at 5 p.m. In this conversation, we're joined by star and producer Jeremy Ray Valdez and writer and director Jesse Salmeron.
I'm not what you think I am. 2 days ago, I would have preferred to stay silent. But a lot can change in 2 days. There's so much I want you to know about me.
Hey, employee of the quarter. You better pack all this stuff up because you, sir, are moving into your very own office.
I want you to know everything about me. Except...
Jose, I wanted to see you today because something has been brought to my attention. I received this no-match letter from the Social Security Administration. There seems to be a problem with some of the information on your W-4.
Yeah, regardless of all the rest, that one thing changes everything.
You know, this is an important story, and it's not being told enough, this kind of narrative. I mean, we politicize this, and I think that we lose sight of the humanity of the issue. I want to, first of all, before I get into the production and Jeremy, your incredible performance in it.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk about the origins of the story. I mean, how, from what kind of personal place did this come for you, Jesse?
Oh, it's a very personal story. You know, having come here undocumented myself, it's very close to me. It's very close to home, and also a lot of friends and family. So it is a very personal story in that way.
So you came here undocumented when you were just kind of a child, and in the meantime, you have attained permanent residence. But I'm sure that you saw family members that kind of suffered the fate of your lead character in this film.
Yeah. I came when I was 3 years old, and I was fortunate. We got temporary protected status because we were fleeing the conflict in El Salvador. And since then, my mom's been naturalized, and my sister also, and I will be soon. But it's a story that I interact with family members and friends, and you know, just them being in a state of fear, a state of limbo. I see it on a daily basis. So. Mm.
And Jeremy, you produced the film as well as star in it. How did your relationship with Jesse begin? How did that meeting take place?
Well, I met him through an acting friend of mine. Jesse had seen a movie I did called La Misión that was at Sundance in 2010, and then was out in theaters. And he dug the performance and dug what I did, and he got a hold of me through an acting buddy and said, "Hey, look, I have this great script. Do you want to be a part of it?" And I read the script and I loved it, and I clicked pretty well with Jesse, and I said, "Yeah, I'd like to do it, but I want to help produce it. I want to be a part of this." So we became a team.
Yeah, and what in particular about the material spoke most strongly to you?
It comes from the heart, and I mean, having seen the film, you can really tell that it's definitely a passion piece. It's definitely a film that does come from the heart. And Jesse, when he talked to me about it, talked to me with a lot of passion. And I did some research on my own about Dreamers and the Dream Act, and it was, my heart really went out to them, and I felt, like Jesse said, he felt a lot of responsibility to make this film and make a good film. You know, I felt an extreme amount of responsibility also to you know, to do justice to this character and to, you know, because there's a lot of people that are not have put their own money behind this film, and not just money, but their own passion behind this film, and that's pretty much the way I feel about it.
Well, Jesse, Jeremy brings up a good point, because this really was, in terms of your funding of the movie, there really was a community behind this movie that wanted the story told.
Oh yeah. It wouldn't have gotten started without the Kickstarter campaign that we launched last year, which gave us pretty much the seed money to get everything started. I mean, without that, without the help of the Dreamer community, everybody reaching out to their networks. I mean, $50,000 is a lot of money, and the community was responsible for that and got us going. So there's definitely a community, a film by the community for the community, but hopefully it reaches a larger audience, and I think it will.
You know, for all the filmmakers that are listening to this program, that's really the way we started. I had some pretty strong ties within the Hollywood film community, and we took this script to some different people, and we shared our ideas, and people were interested, but they were like, well, we don't know if there's if people really want to see this film get made. We don't really know. We're kind of iffy about it, and so we said, oh really? Watch this. You know, so Jess and I did a Kickstarter for 30 days, and during that time we got thousands of Facebook friends, we got, you know, thousands of Twitter followers, we got over 100,000 hits on our YouTube trailer, and we took those numbers and that kind of passion, and we went to private financing and got the rest of our money.
Mm. So I want to know from both of you about that community and what it is about the story of your film that you think spoke to them and drove them to support you. What were the elements that they really wanted to become part of the conversation about this issue?
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that something from the community story, and so there was a sense of trust built in that way, and having Jeremy on board really landed the project a lot of credibility, because, you know, he has these incredible performances, and of course La Mission, but also in Walk Out and all these other guest spots on different television shows. So, I mean, that really lent us a lot of credibility, and the community said, okay, this is something we definitely want to get behind, and something that we think is going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, I believe they just want their story to be heard. You hit it. You right. Kind of hit the nail on the head when at the top of this conversation when you were talking about the film and you mentioned the word humanity, and that's really what I hope people. Not just the Dreamer community, but the community at large pulls away from this film. You know, we could have gone out and made a documentary about the subject, but Jesse's a feature film writer and a really good one, and a director and a really good director, and we thought, let's make a drama, and the story's there. So it's not only a story about Dreamers. There's also a really good heartfelt story within the film, and I want people from all walks of life to understand the humanity of the Dreamer and really feel for them.
And I think it's important that I wasn't going to make this angelic figure who falls victim to the system or anything. I mean, he's a very well-rounded character who has his flaws, but I mean we're absolutely engaged and sympathetic to him, but we also, you know, we recognize some of his flaws. So I think the Dreamer community really appreciates that. They really like the fact that he's a well-rounded human being. And
yeah. Well, I appreciated that too, and it also kind of highlighted for me. I mean, characters like these, people like these, epitomize the American dream. So I mean, we really need to have a dialogue about, you know, what has the American dream become? also from the emotional standpoint, it's something that you just expressed, Jeremy, about living in fear and having that be such a stumbling block from your ability to discover your true potential.
Well, that's on our posters. The title of the film is Dreamer, and our byline is A True American Story, because it is a true American story. It's what's going on in every community within the United States right now. And, there's dreamers from all different parts of the world, not just Mexico and Latin America, but there's Canadian dreamers, there's Asian dreamers, Russian dreamers, you know. So, you know, it is definitely a ubiquitous story in what's happening in America.
Yeah. Let me talk to you about film geek stuff.
I'm a fan. I really want you to know that. I mean, you guys really, the conversations on editing, those are really my favorite. And I really drew inspiration from some of your interviews in the past couple of years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're my new best friend. Thank you. But to kind of geek out on film and technique and that sort of thing, I would imagine, I mean, a lot of independent productions, they could always benefit from more money and more time. I mean, every director, I'm sure, feels that way about their film. But so tell me about the shooting schedule. I mean, how long did you allot for that?
We had a 20-day schedule and with one pickup day, like a half day, and yeah, it was a pretty tough schedule, because I mean the what made it onto the screen, of course, was very condensed as opposed to what I wrote. So yeah, 20 days, but it was a good 20 days.
And I have to mention that we were able to secure a really professional cast and crew. And especially our director of photography, Francisco Bogarelli, who just, you know, wow, when I see this movie, I'm just overwhelmed by the job that he did, because his style and his technique and everything that he's done really, really makes the film stand out. But, and people, this is independent filmmaking. People worked a lot for a little bit of money. And I think the topic of the film helped us in that way. The people were willing to go out of their way and really work hard for a little bit. Because of the subject matter.
Yeah, and it was, you know, being a producer also, sometimes it was difficult for me to go to these people, you know, knowing how talented they are and knowing how much they really should be getting paid, and then asking them to work for so much less. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, they did, because we wouldn't have been able to make the film if they hadn't.
Well, I think as a viewer, the thing that I respond to most in movies is a sense of passion that from the participants. Like, you can feel that they had to make this movie. I mean, it's a mission in a way. And right. I would imagine that as actors and creatives and cinematographers, that's what they're drawn to, too. I mean, they want to feel that sense of infectious passion as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But also when you have that kind of short time frame in which to realize your vision, is it a challenge to allow for surprises, or did you find that you were often surprised by what you were getting?
Yes. I mean, you have all these fortunate, you know, surprises and giving our limitations, you know, our budget, our time and everything else. I mean, we had a small crew, but I think being on set, everyone knew that we were creating something special. I mean, Jeremy's performance, of course, but everybody else around him, there was just a sense that we were doing something and doing it well. And it was just a general good feeling, you know, that we were accomplishing this, and, you know, our little bitty production, and we were just creating something really good.
Yeah. And when you look at the film now, both of you guys, speaking about surprises, I mean, you look at it in the script phase, and you have a certain dream of what it could be. So when you look at the finished film now, Does it match up to those initial dreams, or does it exceed it for you?
For me, as an actor and a producer, I think it definitely exceeded my expectations. Because I tend to go into projects with kind of limited expectations and thinking, okay, we're going to do our best with what we got, and we're going to make the best film we can. And then when it comes out like this, after, because you watch during the editing process, I started seeing, from Jesse's first version to what we have now, once you add, sound design and scoring and color correction and all the things that just make the film come alive, I just get, I'm blown away by it.
It definitely surprised me a lot every step of the way, because I wrote it. And when I got to the set as a director wearing that different hat, I thought, well, this writer doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to do it this way. So I threw out, my writer hat and put on my director hat. And then when I became the editor, I said, well, both these guys don't know what they're doing. I have to completely redo this film. So it was a continual process, and it was just great to recreate the film three times, experiencing that.
All right, Joe, what do you want from me?
Just want to work. I'll take anything you got, I don't expect anything special.
You remember how to run the press?
Yes.
Now, I can't pay you more than my workers,
No, I understand.
You can start today. All right, get out there.
Thank you. You get so good at convincing others you are someone else, you start believing it too. You believe the 4 years of college, all the study, all the hard work is finally paying off.
You ever feel like giving up? You wonder if it's all worth it?
You lose something every time it happens. You lose a little more hope, a little more faith, just a little bit more of yourself. You lose so much of yourself that you begin to wonder if there's any more left. Happens to a dream deferred. For a while it sags like a heavy load. But eventually, it explodes.